Sarah Nod will begin Friday night's classical ballet performance.
I said, oh, this will be a great program, Sarah Nod, with Swan Lake.
Heidi Holt is executive director at Neglia. The dance company had to apply to the Balanchine Trust and was audited in order to be granted permission to perform the Balanchine piece.
I still had to sort of be patient about it because we had to, we did have to get the rights to it. Basically, our performances are audited in order to get the permission to do a Serenade piece. But they granted us the permission.
Serenade is one of Balanchine's first ballets that he created.
In Serenade, I'm performing the role of Russian girl, and it's so much fun for me. It's a great honor to dance.
Mary Beth Hansen is a freelance dancer and repeat performer with Neglia.
Big jumps and turns, it's very passionate, and the costumes are these long, flowy skirts, so we get to just like have them swirling around us.
Tell us about the music for your piece.
In Serenade, it's the opening tableau of the dancers as the curtain comes up is just one of my favorite parts of the whole ballet, and it makes me want to cry each time. And as the dancers are holding this beautiful pose, the music just kind of builds and builds and builds, and it's almost like anticipation, you know, it really gets you excited, and then it builds up into like this swirling music and then a beautiful elegy at the end.
This Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings is just glorious music, and Balanchine actually took that classical staple and set dance to it. So an evening of a composer that everybody loves, Tchaikovsky.
Matthew Kramer is associate conductor at the BPO. He will be leading the live orchestra Friday night. Balanchine used the music to masterfully create his ballets.
Balanchine was quite famous for that, too. He didn't just stick to the storybook ballets. If he loved a piece of music and he felt that he could move to it and use dancers, that's exactly what he did. There were a number of works that he set, and the choreography is famous. All major artistic directors of ballet companies know the name of George Balanchine and the great work that he did. So it's the same with Neglia here. It's their turn at this wonderful setting of a masterwork.
And that is an amazing piece. I have sung it many times. And it's not only beautiful, the music is incredibly, but the way that he choreographed the piece of the line, the way he distributed those dancers on stage is incredible.
Kramer sat in a corner of Neglia's studios, carefully watching a rehearsal of the dancers to sketch out the live performance. He worked closely with Sergio Neglia to craft the right mix to achieve Balanchine's classical ballet.
What about the challenge of the music? It's so beautiful and familiar to some folks.
It is familiar to folks and almost everybody that I know, and people who I know not know. It's a very challenging piece to play, most likely because you have to rehearse it a lot, and it's just very complicated some parts, and tempos also, because when you perform for dancers, the tempos are completely different.
Neglia and his wife Holt have team Serenade with another classical ballet, Swan Lake. Holt notes that the music and choreography blend the right challenge for dancers.
Balanchine's work is musically really complicated, but it's so musical. At first, when you're watching it, when I was studying the video before we had it staged, I was completely overwhelmed thinking, how are we going to learn? How are we going to put this all together? But as we started staging it with our Balanchine repetiteur, it just all made sense.
And during a recent rehearsal for Swan Lake, a group of dancers locked hands on point, gliding across the Neglia studio. Dancing in unison, they were putting the final touches on the second act of Swan Lake. Neglia is teaming with ballerina Silvina Vaccarelli from Neglia's hometown of Buenos Aires, as always bringing an international flair to the local performance. Vaccarelli is portraying the Swan Queen and Neglia the role of Prince Siegfried. They perform the traditional dramatic black swan scene from the third act of Swan Lake, delivering one of the most powerful and beautiful pas de deux of classical ballet. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.